Take your mark.
Getting away. Wait till Yipin Chua gets into her stroke. She is incredible to watch, just the arm rotation and the way she's able to claw at the water and propel herself through it. But Yamada Miyuki of Japan is leading. Great leg power from the 14-year-old and looking to challenge in the early stages.
Wow, I mean, Yamada, she's going out well. Not really a surprise, though. She's in front of this hometown crowd, but here comes Yip. Look at that arm speed as she goes. She's not really able to control the use of her hands, but what she does is through the use of this shoulder rotation and through this arm speed, that's how she generates power. That's how she generates speed. And you can see her right now going right by Yamada in this last part of the 50.
The dominant force in this S2 classification, certainly in the backstroke in recent years, is Yipin Chu. She won her country's very first Paralympic gold medal at Beijing 2008, back in Asia again, and she's going to win her second gold medal here at Tokyo 2020. Yipin Chu of Singapore is a champion again, the 29-year-old. She touches ahead of the 14-year-old Yamada, who finishes in silver medal position, while in bronze it is Fang Yazhu, who just out-touches Fabiola Ramirez for the bronze medal. But Yamada Miyuki, that is a great swim and certainly a talent for the future. A 106.98, nearly 5 seconds behind the champion. And what a champion, leading by example in the water here. The world record holder in both the 50 and 100 backstroke. The defending champion and now double champion again.
And winning the gold medal from Singapore is Yipin Chu. There was no doubt who was going to win this 50-meter backstroke, as Yip has dominated this event. This was her second medal and her second gold medal here in Tokyo. She also won gold in this event in Rio as well as in Beijing and was the world champion in 2019.
Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of Singapore. Yes, ma'am. Singapore.
And now the national anthem of Singapore.